Heal your heart. He heals the brokenhearted and he binds up their wounds. Psalm 147:3. Right now, God wants to heal every area of your heart that has been broken and wounded. Every area that has painful memories. And deep wounds. Find a quiet place where you can completely relax. Allow your body to sag and to release all tension. Turn off the lights. Close your eyes. As you lay there, notice your hands. This is where we often find tension being held. Notice any nervous movement in your hands, any twitching, any tightness, any jerking. This is a sign you have been holding stress. Turn your palms upward and open them up. This is a signal that you are releasing everything to God. You are relinquishing control to Him. You will choose to trust Him with whatever you're facing. Jeremiah 8:22 refers to Christ as the balm of Gilead. The balm of Gilead was an actual medicinal balm used in many ways for healing. It was an eye ointment for the desert, a soothing balm for dry skin, a healing medicine for many areas. Jesus is a healing balm. He is referred to in the scriptures as the great physician, the physician who never makes mistakes, who knows how to heal your heart and mind completely. Today we may not have that ancient balm in our hands physically, but we have it through Christ. We have it through Jesus, our healer. He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. Each time we have a wound in our heart or our mind, we ask the Lord Jesus to heal us. Since he is referred to as the balm of Gilead, as we are meditating on him, this is how we will refer to him in this moment. You have wounds in your heart. Christ wants to heal them now. Do this each time a new wound comes up or a new painful memory arises. You may have physical sensation as you're doing this. That's simply a sign that God is working in a deep way. And even if you don't have physical sensation, God is still working. Place your hand over your heart. Think of that painful memory. Now pray with me. Precious balm of Gilead, you know what I've been through. Please go deep into my heart and heal every part of me. And begin to heal my painful wounds. Touch every part of my emotions that have been affected by this pain. Let your healing balm flow deep within me. Keep your hand there over your heart as long as necessary. Let the tears flow. Don't hold back. This is a time Christ has created for you to heal. You will never be the same again. You will always remember this healing day. Just wait quietly before God until you feel a deep release of that pain. And when you're ready, place your hand over your forehead. And pray with me. Dear Lord, you know the painful memories I carry. I ask now that you would go deep into my mind and begin to erase those thoughts. Erase painful memories. Erase the very situation that happened to me. I thank you that from this day forward, the memory will begin to fade more and more until eventually I cannot remember it anymore. Keep your hand on your forehead as long as necessary, as long as you feel there needs to be more healing. In the future, when this particular memory arises, simply take two fingers, tap your heart, and say, "Healed." If there needs to be any forgiveness shown to a person, simply pray, "Lord, I cannot forgive them. I ask you to forgive them through me." You will say that each time the painful hurt comes back. So that you will simply be a vessel of God's love and forgiveness. pray with me. Dear Lord, thank you that you paid the price at Calvary so that I might be healed, so that I might be whole. I now see it's your will for my mind and my heart to be free of all pain, sorrow, heartache, and burdens. Help me to remember to apply the balm of Gilead each time I have a sorrow or a pain. That I can't get rid of. Thank you that today is a fresh start. I feel the weights have come off of me. I feel my pain and heartache lifting. You are the great physician. Only you, Lord, could do such wonderful things. I now give you the praise and the glory. In Jesus' name.